Hello and welcome to another Mundas podcast. I hope you're good. I just thought I'd let you know about some things that are happening, festivals and events and stuff like that. If you're in the northeast of England, I've got an event called ScreenCon, which is a family fun day of sci-fi and stuff like that. So that's on the 28th of May at the Parks Sports Centre in North Shields. And that's the 28th of May, it's a Saturday, and that's 10 till 4. And you've got Norman Lovett from Red Dwarf, Caroline Munro from Hammer Horror and James Bond. And I think there'll be more guests as well announced later on. And timely with this podcast, there's also going to be an event in Stockton, which is on Teesside, again in England. And that's on June 11th, and that's called Kapow. Yeah, Kapow, very Batman. Kapow 2016, again, it can be searched for online. Colin Baker and the Radiophonic Workshop are going to be there doing a performance at the Arc, which is in Stockton. And there's going to be kind of stalls and workshops and stuff like that on the day. So that's June the 11th. And also Katie Manning is going to be there as well. So hopefully I'm going to get along with that, because I would love to meet Katie Manning. And that timed it in well with John Pertwee. Yeah. So thanks very much for everyone who's been retweeting and stuff like that and talking about my podcast. Much appreciated. So today it's not just me. It's a few people. It's a cast of thousands. A cast of few. We've got a few interesting people from different podcasts and stuff. All talking about John Pertwee and how great he is. I'm a big fan of John Pertwee. I think the year was really good. And it wasn't easy to single out one thing that I really liked in terms of each serial. So basically, I really like this era with the whole unit thing and stuff. And I think a lot of people found it quite staid and stuff. But I liked it, you know. I like it when, you know, there was a kind of familiarity, but some, you know, having everything on Earth might have been a budgetary thing, but also I think it was clever. And it you know, a lot of people, I'm not going to spoil it for anyone, but in Inferno, a lot of people love that. And I think it's quite it seems like a bit of a hipster choice, you know, in terms of if you're into football, it's kind of like the Borussia Dortmund of the John Pertwee era. I do really like Inferno. I think it's 7 episodes of what, you know, what Doctor could really do really well. It doesn't do it enough, I don't think, of alternative universes and very sort of weird ambient soundtrack and stuff like that, and it's quite dystopian stuff, and I think it's really, really good. And you know, you've got, I mean, you know, in this sort of era, when people go, oh, Invasion of the dinosaurs are crap. Invasion of Dinosaurs is a brilliant episode. If you ignore the rubbishness of the actual dinosaurs, it's brilliant story. Mind of Evil as well. I mean, there's lots of, as people use the term, tropes now. There's lots of tropes where there's kind of big businesses and there's always some shady guy at the head of them and stuff, and the Doctor goes against them and has a bit of a set to. I like that, you know. Even the finale of his era, Planet of Spiders, was epic. You know, it was basically just a big chase, and I like that. You know, it's a it was a bit silly, but that was fine. Carnival of Monsters, that's up there as well for me. Obviously, Robert Holmes, everyone knows he's brilliant. But it was such a clever episode. You know, when you first watched it, you were just thinking, oh, I didn't realise that. And then, yeah, it's very good. We've also got good companions in this era as well. Joe Grant, Liz Shaw, obviously, and Sarah Jane, you know. And, you know, some people don't like Pertwee. But, you know, he is, yes, of course, he is very quite snippy and stuff with people and quite arrogant and all. But, you know, he's an action doctor. You know, if you've got to see him do his kind of karate moves and stuff, it's brilliant. And obviously the Auton episodes, Terror of the Autons and the Auton / Nestine, you know, with Spearhead. Spearhead was brilliant as well. Fantastic opener, because I think openers are quite difficult to get right, but I think Spear did it perfectly. Scary, but it introduced everyone. It was brilliant. So the one I've went for, purely because I love Radiophonic and I love synthesizers and bizarre experimental music. So for me, Sea Devils. I really like Sea Devils. You know, you've got iconic moments in it. I mean, the Sea Devils, if you saw them rising out of the sea, you wouldn't be that scared, but it's just iconic, really. You know, the music, it was, some people love it and some people hate it. It's one of them sort of things. But for me, it just everything about it, the Masters in it, and it just, yeah, the Masters such an integral part of all this, you know, with Delgado and, I think the whole kind of Sherlock Moriarty vibe and stuff, I think it was brilliant having them juxtapose, and he was in it quite a lot, but I think that worked really well. So Pertwee, big thumbs up.
Harry Medium.
I'm here to talk about Spearhead from Space, my favourite, I think, left field choice anyway, third Doctor story. But I'm not going to talk for long, because I'm very tired. I think I like Spearhead from Space because it features the Autons and they're pretty creepy, and also because it's shot on film and it looks lovely. And I know the Doctor does something with his eyebrows. I don't know if there's any Doctor Wobbeye Pain type acting going on in this. Can't remember. But I do know I like it. And it's a possibly more original choice than Inferno or Planet of the Spiders, maybe. Although they're both very good. Oh, no. Maybe there's a different one too. No, Spearhead from Space.
Lee Rawlings.
Hello, Lee from the Blue Box Podcast here to give you my favourite John Pertwee story. And it is Inferno from that bizarre season 7. Reasons being, well, lots really. One element is the Quatermass kind of feel to the whole thing. I love industrial settings and factories and things like that. So much so that when I was a kid, I remember playing around the Rivita factory in Poole, in my hometown, pretending it was producing, you know, clones and robots or whatever. In fact, it's the same factory where they filmed Blake 7. So that kind of setting has always been, you know, quite interesting to me. I like dystopian stuff as well, which this has got lots of. I love the fact that the Doctor shoots down Starman in flames every time, you know, hello Starman, liver playing up again, that sort of thing. UNIT are in it. I adore UNIT. And there's this majorly clever piece of padding, isn't there, in the midsection. If you're going to pad something out, you know, this is the kind of writing you need. Just making another dimension up and getting the Doctor to slide into the parallel Earth, finding characters exactly the same as the one he's just come from, but they're all fascists. Brilliant. And we don't mind them dying a horrible volcanic death because they're all fascists. So it's brilliant, really, isn't it? Apart from maybe one little sacrifice or two. Of course, the fun starts when the Doctor gets back to his real world and has to try and convince the already difficult Starman that his project is doomed after seeing it in another dimension kill a world dead. Primords kind of let it down a little bit, I suppose, but I don't really care about that. I think they're quite fun. And the sound effects on the Primords are hilariously overdubbed. I can't find anything wrong with this. I love the action in it as well. There's a lot of action. John Pertwee on a roof, scared of heights. What a guy. So there you go. Inferno from the Bizarre Season 7. Cheerio.
Simon Meddings.
Hi Ian, this is Meds from Waffle On Podcast, and this is just my small contribution to your Third Doctor episoding. My favourite, Pertwee, it's unusual because at the moment I'm going through every single classic Doctor Who episode that was made or available on DVD, and I haven't yet got to Pertwee's. And I mean, I do remember a lot from seeing them on VHS and repeats, and there's only three that really stick in my mind. Spearhead from Space I absolutely love. I think it's because it's such a difference than what Patrick Troughton was, and Pertwee does have a strange comic style, you know, going down some steps in a wheelchair with his eyes bulging, the tentacles coming out and wrapping around his face. You know, he does have that kind of funny look. Yet he's incredibly stern and he's incredibly, you know, impatient of stuff. And I do quite like that. And he was the action Doctor Who. So Spearhead is always because it's all film done on film, is always a favourite. The Green Death, ironically, you know, towards the end there. But I think the Sea Devils, I think everyone enjoys the Sea Devils, but the Sea Devils for me stands out because I remember seeing it, obviously on repeat, because I wasn't born until 73, but the music really stuck out. And when I remember getting the record, the soundtrack from Birmingham Central Library, and borrowing it and being fascinated by it. I think I actually heard the soundtrack before I actually seen the episode. You watch it now, and yeah, it's a bit dubious and that. But there's something really whoish about the whole of that episode. The same with the demons. The demons is sticks in my head. For some reason, I remember being really scared by it when I saw it, and not so much now, obviously, but. It's an unusual episode, so I can't really pick one, but I think I suppose the one that I always go back to is Spearhead from Space and the Sea Devils. Both of those episodes are absolutely fantastic. Anyway, I'm looking forward to listening to your James Bond edition of Doctor Who, because the Third Doctor loved a good scrap. And of course, you know, we had Roger Delgado, the much missed Roger Delgado, who is a wonderful master. It's such a shame he passed away. I think he would have been fantastic with Tom Baker. All respect to Anthony Ainsley, but yeah. Anyway, looking forward to hearing your episode. Take care, my friend, and I'll speak to you soon.
Simon Red. Hello, this is Simon Brett from the Starburst Blue Box podcast. Terror of the Autons is my favourite Third Doctor story. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Special in as much as it was a story that was transmitting when I was born. I know that's kind of neither here nor there as to how good the story is, but makes it, you know, kind of, it's a little placeholder for me. But also the fact that it was my favourite Target novel, and I loved the cover of that one, the painted one with the big eye, the one that has nothing to do with what was shown on screen at all. But also the story itself and the illustrations inside is just 1970s kind of annual story brilliance. It's all killer, no filler, all the stuff that goes on. You've got all that lovely horror from everyday items, you know, the idea of plastic items becoming the things that are going to kill you, you know, the daffodils and the killer dolls and all that sort of thing. And Time Lords dressed as businessmen, popping up like someone out of Rent-A-Ghost. Quite Terry Gilliam time bandits, if you think about it. But it's just a whole load of fun. And 4 episodes long, which to me is the perfect length of a classic story. And as I say, all killer, no filler. There's no time wasted scenes or anything like that, and the master's just great, and Joe's just great, and probably my favorite thing about this is the introduction of Joe Grant, in as much as you've got the Doctor being at his most pompous, and it's just like water off a duck's back for the woman, where she's just like, okay, I'll go and make the coffee, but you know what, at the same time I'm gonna go away and make a list. And you know, that for me is just great. And I love Katie Manning anyway. Of all the people I've spoken to who are involved with the classic series, she's probably the most insightful, the most interesting, and certainly really understands the series at its core, whether that's the new series or the classic series. And she completely sees how it all works and how it is still the same program it was then. It's just doing different things according to how time is now. So I adore Katie Manning. So, yes, Terror of the Autons. My favourite Third Doctor story.
Phil Cannon. Hello, Phil here from the Hoosie podcast with my favourite John Pertwee story. Now, for those of you who know me and have listened to my podcast before, and also my other appearances on other people's podcasts, where I've been asked what my favourite Pertwee story is, it is, of course, Inferno, which rounded off John Pertwee's first season. But why do I like this particular story? Well, for a start, it's got my favourite companion in it, Liz Shaw, played by Caroline John. And also, of course, Nicholas Courtney as the Brigadier, before they turned his character into a complete buffoon. And I think this story is probably one of the most Quatermass-like Doctor Who stories, and also probably the John Pertwee stories as well, for that matter. And it's all about drilling to the Earth's core to harness its power, and of course things start to go wrong. And this is also the first time the Doctor has slid into a parallel universe, where he goes on to like an Earth 2, where it appears that the Nazis have won, because all the people that he knows on Earth have now become sort of Nazi-like figures, with the Brigadier now as the one-eyed, eye-patched brigade leader. And Liz Shaw's character is not a scientist now, she's sort of like an interrogator. So, and they're all playing the parts brilliantly. It's obviously they're clearly having an absolute ball with it, just doing something completely different. And I think for once, you know, the Doctor doesn't really save the day. He managed to sort of save them on Earth 1, back in his own universe, but on, you know, the second universe, he basically leaves them to die as the Earth basically explodes or unleashes the fury of Mother Nature. However, there's one unique thing for this story, which is one of the reasons why I really, really like it. And that's the fact there is no real score to talk of in this one. Most of the soundtrack is just provided by industrial sounds. So it's always the sound of the drill, sort of drilling through the Earth's core. It's that constant, you know, machinery hum. Or if they're outside on Earth 2, where the Earth is just starting to sort of react violently to the, you know, the core being drilled into. You've got this like just weird ambient noise all the way through it, which I think is really, really, really different and brilliantly done by the Radiophonic Workshop at the time. But of course, this being Doctor Who, it's not just about the dangers of unleashing the Earth's power. You've also got some monsters in it as well, just to satisfy the kids. Admittedly, they don't do a lot for the story. The Primords, they're just actors in lots of yak hair, sort of, you know, I suppose you could say sort of like the 1940 style Wolfman makeup effects to make them look a bit primeval, but they serve a few jump scares now and again, and I just absolutely love it. It's one of those ones I can always put on and just watch absolutely any time, and I always enjoy it. So there you have my favourite John Pertwee story.
Sookie Carp. Sookie Carp.
Hello, my name is Sookie Carp from Bilston in the Midlands. My favourite John Pertwee story is Inferno. Purely for nostalgia's sake. This was the first story that I had borrowed off a mate in the late 80s, early 90s. It was on a fifth generation VHS copy. All right, the picture quality was a bit ropey, the sound was a bit muted. But I do remember sitting there and watching all seven episodes in one go. I had seen other Pertwee stories before then, but they hadn't captured my imagination. And I think this might have been down because of the books that have been released of these stories. Right, Inferno might have been the first story that I had seen afresh, right, where I hadn't read the book beforehand. Right, so like the two or three repeats of Pertwee stories by the time I'd actually borrowed this episode, this serial, was probably like The Carnival of Monsters, The Three Doctors and The Curse of Peladon. And these were like early 80s stories. Well, repeated in the early 80s. And they'd all had their books released, I think, by then. Right, so I'd read the books before I'd seen the stories. And because I'd read the books, my imagination of these stories was better than what the televised story was. Right, so, whereas Inferno, I hadn't read the book. So I came to this story looking at it through fresh eyes. And I really, really enjoyed it. Pertwee was excellent. Caroline John, Nicholas Courtney, the regulars were all excellent. They had this whole parallel universe storyline going. Right, what might have happened, what could have happened. Right. Also, the monsters, I thought they were really excellent. Really good. Especially the makeup on the ones that are the mutoids. That had been infected by the going into the Earth's core. Professor Stahlman, he was excellent villain. He's still alive now, isn't he? Still going strong. But yes, that is why Inferno is my favourite story. It's nostalgia for me. Thank you very much.
J.R. Sozol.
This is JR from the Blue Box Podcast, and here I am faced with the question of what is my favourite John Pertwee story? And all I can really think of is, thank God you didn't ask Mark. Pertwee, well, there's got to be about five or six from which to choose. It's a real tricky one. Any of the other Doctors, and I could probably point at my favourite story without a second thought. There are four Robert Holmes stories here, none of which illustrate anything about the human condition especially. They're all just great adventure series for adventure stories for eight-year-old boys that went out on a Saturday night. And to be honest, the only other real contenders, probably Invasion of the Dinosaurs, in spite of the crappy dinosaurs, and maybe Planet of the Daleks, which was my earliest memory, in which, in spite of, you know, certain production shortcomings, I think's actually a bloody good adventure story, to be honest. But no, it has to be one of the Robert Holmes ones. So, of the Robert Holmes ones, The Time Warrior is probably the funniest. Carnival of Monsters is probably the most interesting. Terror of the Autons is probably the maddest. But when it comes down to it, the fact that it's all on film and the fact that it's got those boiler-suited Autons wandering around the English countryside means that my choice really has to be the first, Spearhead from Space. Yeah, I think that is my favourite John Pertwee story. And not, hell, you know, not hindered at all by the fact that John Pertwee, by this point, hasn't turned into the pompous doctor patronising Joe Grant and Sarah Jane Smith that he'd later turn into. Although there's a fair bit of that in there too. No, Spearhead from Space, that's my choice.
My best podcast.